You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Decided that this wicked Egyptian has to be erased. So before he will do that, so what the process he took? What did he do? So it says that he looked here and there. So what do you want to see? Before he kills him.
He wants to see what descendant he has.
So one idea is he wanted to make sure that maybe he will have some good descendant that is going to come out. So he checked, then they informed him, no, there's nothing that's going to come out. That's one idea. The other idea is... If somebody is around, there was nobody around? No, I mean, if he killed them, was anybody around?
Because the next day, I think that...
Yeah, we'll get to the next day. But right now, was anybody around or no? No, there was nobody.
Who defended? The Israelite who defended Hebrew. I forgot
them. Right, the Talmud of Iran. Yeah. So now here, the other point is that, well, the Datan obviously was at work. So the Misri, when was checking on him, so as we explained, whatever happened the night before, Datan found out. So now here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, he looks here and there. So he sees nobody that has the courage to defend this Yehudi. So what here? Might happen, because people might say, what is it to me? I don't need another headache. I have enough. So that's another point. Look here and there. The other idea is that he consulted with the angels. The Midrash brings that he asked the angels, what do you think? You know, should I get rid of him or not? So they said, he's a Rasha, he can get rid of him. So now, next day when he comes, then he sees something that you never see. Never happens. Two Yehudi are fighting. That's, as Moshe Abraham Shalom says, Shechyan v'Riman v'Yan l'Azman Azeh. So how could it be two Yehudi are fighting? And why they were fighting?
The brother was fighting with
that time. Why? I'm sorry?
You can't see.
No, we need to know. Can you please remember? Sorry?
Yeah, because the husband was fighting with the wife, with the daughter, with the sister.
Right. So now here, obviously, whatever that unfortunately happened, Datan had to separate from his wife.
Yes.
So now, Aviram... So he was telling his brother, whatever has happened, not that God forbid, she was willing, wanted to do such a thing. It's called she was Anusa. Out of her will, she had no idea what's going on. So he was trying to convince his brother that to not separate from his wife. That's what's going on. So now here, Shabbat Shalom, it's a very interesting response. So he tells one of them, why You are hitting your friend.
Who was hitting who?
It doesn't say, but one was doing, you know, they were, you know, they were hot. Since he told, well, we'll see now. Rashi explains. It says, he told the wicked, why are you hitting your friend? Now, before, no, you're going too fast for us. No, we do not. So, was he hitting him at all? Did he hit him? Yeah?
Yes, well, she said, why are you hitting each
other? No, he didn't hit him. He didn't. So, here Rashi just explains, he just raised his hand to hit him. So, Rashi says, this considered as hitting, even though that he didn't hit him yet, but when you have intention to hit him, we consider as
you hit him.
But you call him Rasha. And Rashi says that that one is exactly wicked just like you. He told the Rasha, says you and him, they're both the same. Why are you cutting him? So he only went like this. Is the Rasha? You know people do this? So what? And they go like this. You're Russia. You're wicked.
That's also considered as a hit.
Well, not really. He didn't hit him. He just raised his hand to hit him.
He shouldn't raise his hand.
So he go like this and then shake his hand like this.
That's
goodbye. Or say shalom like this.
Shalom.
Yeah. So Gemara's down here brings a very interesting thing. It says, if a Yehudi raise his hands toward his fellow Jew to hit him, it will consider for him as he, Chas v'Shalom, he slapped the Shekhinah. Did you hear me? Let me repeat it. Yeah. I mean, he didn't hit him. Just if he raised his hand and he plans to physically hit another Yehudi, that would consider as disrespecting to Shekhinah. So that's why he called him wicked. So that why he says, you as wicked as him, how does he know, you know, he's wicked or not? How does he know? So now here, the point is, that Moshe Abraham Shalom is saying, if you both going on and arguing, disrespecting one another, because that is not the essence of kosher Yehudi. Why? Because kosher Yehudi is Rahman, Baishan, Gomil Chesed. What does it mean? He has shame. He doesn't, you know, keep going, you know, to fight with other people. He keeps quiet, puts his head down, he doesn't say anything. He says, I'm sorry, but if I don't see such a sign, so that means both of you wicked. Both of you are wicked. So that means, not that, you know, he did something, you know, he harmed me, you know, he hurt me. So no. If you're not able to control yourself, you're as terrible as the other one.
But the prophet said he hid the
mitzvah. I'm sorry?
The prophet said, that in the Egyptian,
yeah, that was the first day. We're talking about the second day. So now here, so what do they tell him? He said, who told you can be our judge?
Yes.
Why not? What's the problem? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to make you shalom. You tell me no, you cannot be. Why? Yeah, but why? Why they tell him? What was there? No. No. Well, no. How come? I mean, first of all, they know he's a prince. He lives in the palace. You know, everybody knew. But how he speak to him like this? So it's very, very interesting thing, because in Pirkei Avot we learn that till the age of 40, you will not have bina, understanding. So they told them, you're only 20, you don't have understanding, you cannot judge between us. So you cannot be the judge. You still have a long way to go. 20. It was 20. I'm sorry? Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was an interesting point that somebody used to go to work, and by the end of the work, he would see, he would bring milk for his coffee. He said, It's finished. And, every day would happen the same thing. Yeah. So you know what he did? He put a note on the bottle of the milk. Chalav Akum. That means this is not Chalav Israel. And then, in the end of the day, he said, nobody touched it. He said, oh, Ganav Shomer Chalav Israel. So here, you see these two new all the halachot. Yeah, the one that took the milk, as soon as he found out he's not a Chalav Israel, says, no, I'm not going to take it. Only I take Chalav Israel. So now, here it says in the Pasuk, Hal Horgeni Ata Omer. Say, you're going to kill me like yesterday. So now, Al Shah HaKadosh asks, he said, Hal Horgeni Ata Omer. They didn't say, you're going to kill us. He said, you're going to kill us by saying. So they know, Moshe Shalom, use a special name. One idea is, when he says, Zayar Koh Vacho, because in Shema we have 25 pisukim, 25 words, we have 25 words. And so actually he used the Shema, the pasuk of the Shema, to get rid of the Misri. So that's why it says, Vayar ko vacho. 25 words he used. The gematria of the ko is 25. The other idea is another holy name is Taf. Kaf Hey, Lama Taker Echa. He used that name. It's one of the 72 names. So Moshe Abraham used this name to get rid of the Misri. So that's why it's a Lama Taker Echa. So it meant that, you have to be careful. So then Datan said, Hal Horgeni Ata Omer, with your Amira, you're going to kill us again like what you did before. So now here is an interesting point, because we really don't know who these people are. Rashi says, you know who these people are? Datan v'Aviram. These are the Datan v'Aviram that always made the trouble. And he brings the profile. He says, you know what they did? They left over the man. Remember the story? Yeah. Yeah, they left over the man and they spread it in the desert on Shabbat. To make Moshe, Chas V'Shalom, not that he knows what he's talking about. The bird came and ate it. So now they ask, why Rashi only brings this example? The Talmud Avraham did many, many, many terrible things. Korach. And we see in the end of Parashat Shemot, they came and complained, you gave sword to the hands of Paro. Many, many trouble they made. So why he brings only this example?
One is from Shammai, they don't even have respect for Shammai.
Don't have respect?
Yeah.
What do you mean respect? So why did they do this? Why did they do this? They left the leftover, and what the leftover became what?
Yeah.
But the leftover of the man, what did it become?
Worms.
Worms. Became worms.
But
right?
Shabbat doesn't turn into
worms. I'm sorry?
But Shabbat didn't turn into worms.
Yeah, but before also, as Rashi brings, you know, they left, because the case that we say in Parshat Man, that it says the people, they had the leftover man, that means Datan v'Aviram, and it turned to worm. Why did he do this? Why didn't he eat the whole thing? Well, that's for the Shabbat.
Yeah, they wanted to show that in Shabbat.
No, not on Shabbat. The case that they didn't eat the whole man, they kept it for overnight. And then it became worms. Right? Why did he do this? Oh, they have a munah. So now here Rashi wants to teach us a very, very important lesson. And the lesson here is, you know why people, they get to machloket, they get to friction, why they argue, why they cause hatred, why do they do this?
They don't believe each other.
They... people that define, people that always have animosity, you know, people jealous of other people because they don't have emunah. Unless someone is from Shamayim, he's not doing it to me, that's what I deserve. So here, that is why that Rashi HaKadosh picks this example to teach us, you know, why they, you know, fighting on that day. Because they didn't have any emunah. And that's what happens to us. Why are you jealous? Why you cannot sleep overnight? Why, you eat your heart? Why? Because you don't believe that everything's under supervision of Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what exactly, we see the first scenario that Mishabrom Shalom had to deal with, if these two people, and not only that, and these people, when you try to help them, they don't want your help. Why? Because they're so sure of themselves, that what they're doing, they don't want anybody to guide them and advise them. And this is what the whole problem of when you lack of emunah, and you have such a weak faith, then you always what?
Argue? Friction.
What else? What happened to people that they're constantly arguing? What happened to them?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what is the side effect that keep arguing?
Jealousy.
Well, that's the derivation of it. But the bottom line here is you never seen and you're not going to see people that they constantly they on the back of other people, and they always, they like to approve themselves. You never seem to stay healthy, to have a long life. There's no such a thing. And that's what we see, that was the end of these two people was. That what happened to them. And that's what the key here is. That to be able to have a peaceful life, a long life, you have to understand that the prescription is to have emunah. And what does emunah means? Don't constantly get on the back of people. Don't activate yourself. Don't start arguing with people. and accept the verdict of Ribono Shel Olam. And we see here these two, after 60 years, when Moshe Abraham Shalom comes back, we see they have the same attitude. And not only that, when they left over the man in the morning, so what did they notice? What did they notice?
The blood.
No. The man turned to
warm.
Did they make any change on them?
No.
Why? But here you see with your own eyes, that whatever you did, it was wrong, no? If it's outside, yeah. If it's outside, the leftover was melt, right. But those that you took, if you would not eat it, then it would turn to worm. Yeah. So you didn't make any change on them, right?
No.
So now, here, that's a key point. So now, if you keep arguing all your life, you aggravate yourself. And then you don't see any results. So obviously, it has to make some change on you. But why doesn't?
But you blame somebody else.
Yeah, because it's very hard to imagine yourself, you're somebody else. Because you love yourself, you love you are the way you are, and you don't want to change. And that's what exactly we see happen to these two people. All the scenarios that went through, but they still didn't make any change on them. And we see that the outcome was that they joined Korach and then nothing left from them. But that's what exactly Rashi wants to teach us. When you see you're jealous, you keep arguing, you have to realize, I have to work on my emunah. It's not his fault. It's not the one that, causing me the problem. I'm causing the problem myself. Why? Because I'm not believing to Ribono Shel Olam that happened to me. There's a purpose for it. There's a task for it. And when I don't accept this, so then I get back up of people, keep arguing, creating animosity. And things, chas v'shalom, it's going to go on and on and on. And nothing's going to get better. Hashem yizakenu, devizat Hashem, she'al shvaruch ho, lachsot levavenu b'tshuva gemura u'shema, devizat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.